Aloha, White Wave Radio listeners. Thanks to the Morikubo family, I've been given this opportunity to offer today's White Wave Radio Dharma reflection. It has been almost 13 years since I transferred from the Hawaii Kyodan to the Buddhist Churches of America. I still carry many fond memories from 24 years of being a minister and raising a family, which now includes grandchildren, beginning on Oahu, and then over two decades on Maui. During that time, I gained an appreciation for the spirit of aloha, or Dharma Ohana. With the commemoration of Siddhartha Gautama's awakening to Buddhahood, or Bodhi Day, coming up on December 8th, I thought I'd offer today's reflection from my appreciation of the goal or ideal of Buddhist awakening, which is commonly referred to as enlightenment. As another way of thinking about enlightenment, I've been referring to it with an acronym, ALOHA, A-L-O-H-A, Actively Living, Open-Hearted Awareness. I don't recall when or who shared a very meaningful understanding of the etymological origin of the popular expression, but I often cite in Dharma talks that it comes from the meaning, breath of life. The word breath is, in various culture, used interchangeably with spirit. Like breath, spirit is formless, invisible, and more significantly, an experience of being, which is not something that we can create, make, or generate. In other words, it is what makes our existence possible. The awareness is commonly the focus of mindfulness practice, which are growing in popularity and appreciation, though its Buddhist origins are not generally acknowledged. Interestingly, the Japanese word for live is ikiru, which has been creatively related to the experience of iki osuru, which is to breathe. Even in German, breath is atman, which is taken from the Sanskrit term for being. In this sense, we can appreciate spirit or breath as the energy of life. Likewise, spirituality, like conventional energy sources of electricity, fossil fuel, solar energy, wind, etc., in nature, are not something that humans create or generate. Rather, we, like Siddhartha Gautama some 26 centuries ago, can discover, realize, awaken to its presence. This discovery of the nature of our being brings us to life in that it awakens us to a true sense of living, to sense an immeasurable, timeless connection with life beyond our relative finite existence, is to appreciate the understanding and awareness that's expressed in Japanese as okage sama de. In and of itself, this energy does not cause good nor bad, but how it's applied to our thoughts, words, and actions can result in positive or negative changes, which is the natural characteristic of energy. An analogy for spirituality as energy can be seen where a light bulb to be a light bulb needs to be lit, but it cannot light itself. Alone, it is a material object comprised of many interconnected parts that give the appearance of it being a light bulb. Similarly, in a Buddhist view, to be truly human is to experience spirituality as a connection to an energy source as the fulfillment of our being, transforming darkness into light and life, wisdom and compassion. Wisdom is the awareness of the power that sustains us, and compassion is the realization of being one with all forms of life sustained by the same energy source. In this life, in light, I do not see spirituality as something we generate, appeal to, or utilize to make life go according to our self-centered wishes, but rather the power of boundless compassion. As Shinran Shonin appreciated, Shakyamuni Buddha's appearance in our world was to convey the heart of spirituality, identified as the working of the primal vow of Amida Buddha that inspires, gives breath to our being alive, A-L-I-V-E, aware, loving, inspired, valued, engaged with gratitude, the heart of aloha, affirmed with the Nembutsu. Thank you for listening. Aloha. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.